Support for NPR Business News comes from the Kauffman Foundation of Kansas City, dedicated to advancing entrepreneurship across America, on the web at kauffman.org.
For most Americans, rice is rice, but for the Japanese, selecting the proper rice is serious business. Japanese rice buyers are connoisseurs, paying top dollar for the best rice varieties. California rice farmers, with some of the most ideal rice-growing conditions in the world, are trying to tap into the pricey Japanese rice market. Jason Margolis of member station KQED reports.
At the Okoze restaurant in San Francisco, sushi chef Fuji Omada is going about his work, preparing spider rolls, hamachi, and maguro. A Tokyo native, Mata has been a sushi chef for over two decades. He says, of course, fresh fish is essential for quality sushi, but don't overlook the wrapping.
Choosing sushi rice is most important. We are very particular, sensitive rice, so we can tell differences.
Mata says a true master spends his whole life studying the subtleties of rice, the texture, appearance, and even the mouthfeel. He uses an exceptional rice variety from Japan called Koshi Hatari. It's considered by Japanese rice aficionados to be the world's finest. In the Sacramento Valley, California farmers are catching on. A second-generation rice farmer, Charlie Matthews, walks through his 1,000-acre farm, about an hour's drive north of Sacramento. He points out his several different strains of rice and says until a decade ago, he stuck with the basic varieties. Then he got religion.
Japanese buyers would come over and they would test rice from different regions of California. They could find taste differences in different soil types and different parts of the valley. So from that point, they started to educate us, and we said, wow, quality is a big deal. Flavor is an even bigger deal, something we always just took for granted. We thought they always tasted the same.
Now, roughly 8 to 10% of California rice is Koshi Hikari, or other premium varieties. They sell for nearly twice the price of plain old California rice. But only about half of the good stuff can go to Japan because of import caps placed on foreign rice. Trade barriers have been easing in recent years, but there's another problem.
Let me pull a plant for you, just so you can tell.
Traditional California rice is short and sturdy, but Koshi Hikari grows 4 feet tall, or twice as high.
Because it's tall, it tends to fall over. A lot of people don't want to grow it because it's hard to harvest. It falls over, gets rained on, it's a challenge.
To meet that challenge, California growers turn to science. A few miles up the road in the tiny town of Biggs, Dr. Kent McKenzie oversees the Rice Experiment Station, a grower-owned foundation that researches California rice. Driving in his pickup truck, McKenzie points out the rows and rows of rice stalks, chronologically labeled back to the early 1900s.
This is kind of a history of the rice development here in California. So our beginning variety was cow rose. This was a medium grain release back.
McKenzie says the station's mission is to develop a premium rice that's unique to California. Through cross-pollination techniques, he's working on a new strain of rice called Calicari, a blend of Koshi Hikari and California rice. Over a decade, McKenzie has had some success, growing a sturdier rice with a high-quality taste. But even as the science progresses, there's a far bigger obstacle. To put it bluntly, the Japanese are rice snobs.
They're used to a particular product they've had handled a particular way, grown in a particular environment, and it's often very hard to deliver that because anything that's not the same is inferior.
Right now, a full 25% of California rice, or 350,000 tons, will go to Japan. But for the rice-obsessed Japanese, that's nothing. They consume upwards of 10 million tons a year. Still, McKenzie and other rice farmers say they're not quitting. And despite the Japanese preference for their home-grown varieties, they may have no choice but to turn to California rice this year. Japanese farmers had their worst harvest in a decade, and California farmers are hoping this will open the floodgates to more imports. For NPR News, I'm Jason Margolis.